This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's go to Jack in Ukrainian Village. Jack, you're up next on The Score.
First of all, shout out to Cowley for just embarrassing AK today. Like, that's the kind of vitriol this man should be spoken to at this point. In the Bulls' tenure, this franchise is basically a two-bit Las Vegas residency just clamoring on to stay relevant and stay profitable. And it's just pathetic, and this city deserves better.
The calls on the midday show today were really excellent. We are looking forward to our own Bank of Bulls callers later on in the show. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. At 3 o'clock, we're going to check in with our buddy Matt Miller, get his thoughts on the Bears in the draft. We'll also catch up on Guagi. Joe Cowley was an advocate for you, the Bulls fan, today at the Advocate Center. Speaks, he was everything you want someone who is asking questions of people in power to be.
That's his role, and he's unafraid. He always has been, and it's a really good role. I remember a conversation with him a few years ago, and we were like, yeah, I don't think there's any way to look at this thing other than a Reinsdorfian acceptance of the middle. And that was reinforced today, and I'm looking forward to people getting a chance to hear this.
This was Joe Cowley going after, in a respectful way, Arturis Karnišovas.
Arturis, a couple quick questions. Have you had any contact with Denver about going back to Denver, or have they reached out to you about the opening there or no?
No. I mean, I'm in Chicago. I'm focused only on this roster.
Have Jerry or Michael said to you things have to change, your jobs are on the line, specifically yours?
Well, you know, we have a very good relationship with Jerry and Michael. I think we take pride, especially in this building, everybody being on the same page. It's very hard to accomplish, but that's how it is in this building. Cohesion between the ownership, front office, coaching staff, performance staff. So they've been always very supportive of my decisions or my thoughts and, you know, about this direction. When we sat down a year ago, it was a challenging year. As you remember, I was sitting here. Obviously, we didn't know what we were going to do with this group. So they've been very supportive, and I consistently talk to them. You know, from game to game, so there's no misunderstanding there. So there's some positives. Obviously, that's not where we want to be, but we took a step forward this year.
And then finally, with the plan you laid out, there has been no talk about how you guys are going to figure out how to add an elite player. Until you do that, mm-hmm. you're stuck in mediocrity, and the thing you talked mm-hmm. about last year at this time was getting out of mediocrity. So I'm confused with why you think this plan is going to work when there's no plan.
Well, I think there is a plan, and I think that we always going to be looking how to improve this roster by adding a player or high caliber player. At the same time, I would not put any limitations on this roster or on the way Kobe has been playing or the way Josh has been playing. So I think those players have a chance of playing on a very high level. So we constantly going to be looking for ways to improve, you know, from year to year. And now our focus is next 2 months. We don't know. We cannot speculate what's going to happen leading to the draft. But there's going to be opportunities that we might be, you know, getting there. So.
And the history of the league says that top five picks is the quickest way to turn things around and sustain things, either drafting that pick or trading and acquiring that pick. It seems like you guys are so stuck on this philosophy of competitive integrity, and when the history of the league screams at you that that's wrong.
Well, I do believe in, you know, the way we wanted to build this roster is basically having players that have experience to kind of shrink the timeline and continuously, you know, look for other ways to improve your roster. And I truly believe, I think Billy spoke before and every, you know, after every game about how important it is for this young group to, you know, to focus on winning and what goes into winning instead of just rolling the, you know, ball out and, you know, tell them to go and develop, you know. So this is very important for us, and, you know, that's the path we chose, you know. So
I'll say this, I think he's gotten actually a little better at trying to dance around linguistically what they're so obviously doing. Competitive integrity, okay, that means being decent at the very least and just being okay with that. And then this, players that have experience, acquiring players that have experience to shrink the timeline, then look for other ways to build the roster. That's choosing the middle, which is what they did, and he's still holding on to that one choice. I don't know how many choices most basketball bosses get, but he got one big choice, and he chose to get DeMar and Vooch and Lonzo and choose the middle, and that's still where he is, even though they've gotten rid of a couple of those pieces. But now he's going to choose it again with Patrick, who he already signed, and Giddy. He's going to choose the middle.
This text from the 815 is pretty great. I guess it is possible to be disappointed and at the same time not one bit surprised. The Bulls remain who we thought they were. I think that is accurate. We'll talk more about the Bulls in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll take some of your phone calls, too, inside of the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, we are going to give away some tickets to see Ice Cube's Truth to Power, 4 decades of the Attitude Tour. Be listening for me to spit an Ice Cube lyric at some point in the show.
Yeah!
And then you can call 312-540-0670. We're going to talk with Matt Miller next here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.